This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. This may not come as a surprise to a lot of people, but the Department of Transportation says U.S. air travel complaints jumped 35% in June compared to May, and complaints are up almost 270% from pre-pandemic levels, even though carriers are flying fewer flights. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Delays, cancellations, welcome to air travel summer 2022 edition. Cowen's Helene Becker says shortages of pilots, flight attendants, and mechanics have wreaked havoc as demand for leisure travel surges.
I've covered the airline industry for 40 years, and I've never seen it like this. And it's frightening to me because I think it's going to be like this for at least another year.
Becker says a lack of air traffic controllers at airports has made things even worse, and the FAA is playing catch-up, trying to get more trained. But the airlines have taken most of the blame for this summer's travel nightmare. Mike Boyd, head of aviation consulting firm Boyd Group International, says the way airlines have responded to stranded passengers has ticked a lot of them off.
The main reason is airlines reluctant to refund when they should.
The Department of Transportation has proposed new rules that would expand the conditions that trigger refunds for travelers. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.